The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here on the 1st of June. What can I say? The 1st of June. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you? And then, how are you today, hon?
I'm wonderful, everybody. Thank you so much. For all of the wonderful birthday wishes, then we went into Memorial Day. I mean, May is just a whoosh. We had, of course, all of the rodeo events that happened in May. The Marines came. We took an early couple-day trip to try to get away to the coast. And we talked about that we saw whales, and it was wonderful to go, you know, every now and then to step foot on by the ocean is just a grand thing. Then lots of birthday stuff and Memorial Day events that went on that were great. And we really remember those who served our country. So many things to talk about today. We have a stocked show morning. But first of all, let's tell you about the weather. Here on the 1st of June, 7:07 in the morning in the downtown studios, it's currently 71 degrees. Today we're going to have triple digits, about 101. It's going to be hot, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow calls for hot again day with our highs of 99. Thursday night calls for 69. Remember, Thursday night, tomorrow night, I'll be at Wind River. Just going to plug
we'll
that.
We'll be at Wind River and having a great time there.
Singing tomorrow night in Elements Lounge. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Friday's going to be hot, 103. And then as the week progresses,
Saturday's going to be the killer.
Saturday's 105. So
Saturday is the one where you want to get all your work done before 6:30 in the morning.
Trust me, we've got workers on the house again, we have to get everything done like 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business.
I was just out there yesterday.
You know, there's a lot of veteran-y issues.
Oh.
So many issues that are in the news. We're going to be talking about that this morning. The weather is brought to you by, again, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Absolutely. You know, and there are a lot of veterans issues in it. Now, we've got a pretty full day today. We're having the EDC coming in with Hope Seth is bringing a whole contingent of people with her, talking about business and the new reality in Reading. Everybody goes, you know, what's the new reality? Well, the fact that Reading is in one of the top cities or top areas here for IT to expand because of the hub and so many other things that are going on here. So that's cool. Now, but just kind of starting off on the VA, there's a hospital in Wisconsin that's known as Candyland, where they've had twice as many of the patients there die of opiate overprescriptions than anywhere else in the country. How about that? I should say twice as much as the average. And they've done inspections, and the IG let it go through, and then they have found out that the IG really screwed up here, that there have been several cases that doctors were covering, that one doctor was covering up a lot of these issues. And so this one of the men that families that testified up on Capitol Hill, his son died of an overdose while at the VA. Can you believe that? Died of an overdose while he was at the VA.
It was kind of a toxology toxic.
Yeah, because they kept
toxification, is that a name?
Yeah.
Word?
Well, it is now.
Toxified.
The thing about it is that, you know, decades ago, my cousin went through this. They were overprescribing him for pain, and he was taking a month of pain pills in a week, and then they would just prescribe another month. He was probably like 5 years out. And then he realized how hooked he was on these. And he said, you know, I've got to get off these. VA then took him and put him in a program to clean him up. And it worked. And Jimmy never had that problem again, except for the fact that he had a great deal of pain in his life, so he had to find different ways of handling it. Bob?
I'm incensed at the notion that our healthcare system seems to lately consist of throwing very expensive pills at government expense at the problem until the person is either better or dies.
Well, now, okay, but let's take a look at it from the other side here, is that opiates right now are under such strict control that we have, well, your brother is in the pain.
My brother's a pain
business. He's
specialist.
A pain specialist, mm-hmm. And the fact is that they've made so many regulations about opiates that it's almost impossible mm-hmm. to prescribe it. You know, in certain instances, like I think one of the rules was if somebody goes out after you prescribe the opiates for him, he goes out and gets them illegally or gets them somebody else and then has an overdose, that it somehow comes back to the doctor. It's one of those weird rules. So, and at the VA right here in our town of Reading, there's only one doctor over there that prescribes opiates.
I had an incident like that with my mom when she came out of back surgery. And trust me, my mom is somebody who does not resort to painkillers like ever. The Byzantine bureaucracy, the amount that the pharmacy was authorized to dispense versus what the doctor's office wrote were wrong, so they couldn't do anything. And then we went to another pharmacy, just ready to pay full price, and they said, oh no, we've sold our quota for the week, too bad for your mom. And I was like, seriously?
Yeah, I think they have. Well, you know, Owen's Pharmacy is going to be on today. Maybe we could talk to them a little bit about that. At 7:30, maybe discuss the opiate.
Well, you
thing.
Have your state-controlled medicine now. That if I'm on something or if you're taking something, I can't pick it up for you. We've had experiences like that. That we can pick it up and if they deliver it, which I love. That if Owens is wanting to deliver, asking to deliver, you have to be there. They can't just drop it off at your front porch.
Well, you know what my opiate is. My opiate of choice, of course, is sleep.
And, It's the truth. It's totally the truth.
There'll be times I just come back home. I just come home and, you know, I put around the house and then Linda can't find me and she goes back and I'm on my sleep number bed right there napping. So, you know, in fact, over this, you know, the Memorial Day sale is still going on and you can save $500 on the Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. And Sleep IQ technology does this. It helps you, gives you hints on how to sleep better. Of course, the dual air technology lets me have any type of comfort I want on my side, any setting. And my sleep number setting is 60. And Linda's, and she can have a completely different setting, much softer or even much harder than I am. And your sleep number setting is 40. Your sleep number setting is 40. On the bed.
Well, I move around, and that's the beautiful part about the dual, dual controls is that I go. It depends on how I feel. Like when I'm doing a lot of work around the house, and my hips or part of my back hurts, I will go with a firmer setting. So I've gone from 55 to 40, and that's the beautiful part of it.
Well, and it works.
That's
the other thing. Part of the three pillars of health, diet, exercise, and sleep. I got the sleep part down. I'm working on the other two right now. Hey, you know what? You can still go down. Save the $500 on your Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You can only find it, though, at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there today. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals, and they will help you out. Hey, we're going to take a break here at 7:15 in the morning here on the 1st of June, 2016. We'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
A true tribute band. Musicians and fans agree Willie Nelson is an iconic figure in American history. Roger Hedgie, as True Willie, pays tribute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians, specializing in a complete Willie Nelson concert production.
Yes,
join us Friday, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes True Willie.
True Willie.
Live at the Event Center.
Live.
Chosen as the most authentic and convincing tribute act to Willie Nelson in America, the True Willie Tribute Band is fast becoming the first choice with audiences across America. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or $10 for $100. Join the True Willie Tribute Band in celebrating the excitement and journey through their timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Live.
Friday, June 3rd. A must-see show.
A must-see.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and we forgot. But callers are calling in saying, you forgot.
The sharp-eared Jim Sharp.
Where is it? Okay, you got us. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones.
Welcome to the show this morning. Jana Laird is our guest this morning from Cascade Theater. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Well, we just see this season announcement. We're really excited. But what's on your mind? What do you want to cover this morning? Because we just are so excited about, you know, seeing the lineup.
Well, I really think that there's something for everybody this year. We really tried hard to offer diversity in our season, and we embraced some new things this year with offering some movie options and going back to our roots as a movie palace. So we have we're showing some classic films this year like Frankenstein, Casablanca, Singing in the Rain.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And we are not only showing just the movie, but we're making it an experience. So there's a pre-show party with drink specials and prizes and games and stuff like that. And then the movie will start at 7:30.
You should have a costume contest for Casablanca. And then we can talk, and we can say the best lines along there, like, "We'll always have Paris, honey." Yeah. And you played it for her, you can play it for me. Play it, Sam. I can go on and on, by the way.
All right, Jana. Carl's gone on the loose. But Jana, go ahead.
And then we also are able to offer some free family movies this year. So we're offering a new free kids movie series every Saturday in July. So we really wanted to try to do something different and hit that family market and invite them to come down to the theater and experience the theater all together as a family this summer. So those are two new things that we got going on.
Wonderful. Some of the kids' movies, you know, that are right around the corner again, Finding Nemo, Charlotte's Web, The Lorax, Aladdin. How fun to take your kids to the Cascade on the big screen. A whole different movie experience, really, compared to, like, you know, Cinemax 14. I love this idea.
We've seen it on TV.
Yeah, I love the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Mm-hmm. A couple things that you have in here, too, while we're on it. Of course, if it's not sold out, I got to get down there today, is one of my favorites. Boss Gags is July 13th.
Yes.
Brandi Carlile. Brandi Carlile is amazing. August 6th. She is amazing. She was part of the Go-Go's, right? We got the beat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And go ahead.
Yeah, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. This is, I believe, their first time to the theater in September.
That's going to be amazing.
We have a great blues show, Big Head Todd blues show coming. Riders in the Sky is coming back. That was always a popular one.
They're a wonderful. Carl would love that. And Kris Kristofferson will be here.
Yes, we were so honored that he was able to make us part of his tour. You know, his connection with Merle is something that I think the community always really respects. So,
you know, I think I'd like to go see him. I mean, I never thought he was a great singer, but man, he could write some wonderful songs.
He's a good storyteller.
And he sounded great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's not the classically great singer, but my gosh, his songs are good.
Mm-hmm. So September 29th is Kris Kristofferson. I'm glad we were able to talk about these things this morning, Jana, because we encourage everybody, because as of yesterday, the tickets are available for the fan and marquee club level. Friends and follow level go on sale Tuesday, June 7th, and the general public will go on sale June 17th.
Correct, yes. So if you don't know about our membership program, give the box office a call. There's pre-show perks, you know, all different kind of levels get you different perks as far as being involved with the theater. So give the box office a call, 243-8877.
Well, gee, we're always appreciative when you call in, and we love what
you do. We miss you today.
We miss you. But
I'm sorry.
We hear your beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. Do you have some other things that you want to share with our listeners today?
You know, this is a really hot show we have coming up, Sturgill Simpson. He already has a huge following, and I believe that the next stop he's going to be performing at from here will be Giant Stadium. So we were really honored that he was able to join us at our theater. And we have some comedy coming. Vicki Lawrence and Paula Poundstone.
Yeah, Paula Poundstone. Paula Poundstone, she's hilarious. And Vicki Lawrence, of course, a throwback of Carol Burnett days.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Sturgill Simpson. For those who don't know what kind of act he is, you know, a lot of times you get these guys, you can book them, and then, like you said, they go into the stadiums. You know, we're fortunate here in Reading in our market to see that on quite a regular basis. But who is Sturgill Simpson?
Sturgill Simpson is an up-and-coming country star, and in fact, we just got this article sent to us where he and Merle were pretty close before Merle's passing, and Merle was really endorsing him and really supporting him and could see a lot of potential in this up-and-coming star. He won a vocal contest on the TV. I forget the name of the show, but it was one of those vocal talent reality shows. And anyway, he's just really been one of those classic rags to riches type story. He's really extremely talented. So we were really excited that he was able to make us part of his trip.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It just seems like y'all are just reaching out and getting bigger and more, and, you know, more acts coming in here that are either up and coming acts that are, you know, are known and they have a following, building a following, or people like Kris Kristofferson who is, you know, he's in the twilight of his career, but my goodness, I mean, this twilight, you know, can go on forever.
with this guy. And he's just, you know, you go to see him, to listen to him, to listen to his stories and his songs, which are all just stories. I can't wait till he comes. And then Writers in the Sky, of course. I will be there for both of them.
Jana Laird from our
Cascade Theater.
General manager and producer of so many. Oh, my God. We just absolutely. We saw you after Mary Poppins. I mean, that was just such a joy for us. And, of course, you've got Tarzan coming up as the next big production after next summer, after or spring, after, of course, another Cascade Christmas. So, but till then, we have some wonderful events. So go down to the Cascade Theater or give them a call or go to cascadetheater.org and figure out how to be. If you're not a member, become a member. And, again, Jana, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you at the theater.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So
Jana's a little bit under the weather, so, otherwise she'd be here.
But so. She's a trooper. That woman is, when I think of, can I just say this? Because I'm going to say it anyway. When I think of the energy it takes, you know, I'm speaking about just, I can only go from a personal experience. So when people are super multitasked and they do a lot of things well, I'm not one of them. I can only do a couple things. Well, you got a lot of balls in the air and you're trying to, it's very hard for me to multitask and focus. There are certain people that are cut out to do that. And Jana Laird is one of them. She can run this theater, produce shows, cast shows, book stuff, deal with the lighting and the staging, be a mom.
Yeah, she's got two young kids.
Two young babies and a mother and a husband and a nice person on top of it. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know,
you meet people like that and you just don't like them
kudos.
Because they're so good.
And she's really a strong woman, and it takes a certain type to be able to, like a commander, Carl. You know,
there's no doubt.
She's a commander.
There's no doubt that she's in charge.
And so I really appreciate that. And okay. And just want to say that about the Cascade Theater in general.
It's
this is like an incredible. We've got to get our tickets.
Yep. We got some. Yeah, we got to start buying them now. Hey, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy and his crew of NRA instructors, professional NRA instructors, all of them carrying cards, and have been through the school there. And Ted teaches all over Northern California. The thing about Ted Leidy is, and Northern Firearms Instruction is that it is a full-time job for this man. This is not something he does part-time, does it on the weekends, does it in the evenings. He does this full-time. And his teaching techniques are just outstanding, far in advance of other classes, I believe. And he teaches advanced pistol, too, which is not offered in many other places. Northern Firearms Instructor. You can give him a call at 999-1822 or check it out online at readingccw.com. People are already signing up for the next advanced class. We've already got 4 people signed up, and we only take 12. So, the class isn't for another month or so, or 2 months. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:28 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott and, of course, Bad Bob Belongi.
We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning here on the 1st of June 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Welcome to our chat pack. Hello, the Netherlands just checked in, so good morning.
People all over our world, we love that. And good morning, everybody. 7:32 in the morning here on the first day of June. Currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day today. Get prepared with our highs of around 101, lows tonight of around 65. Thursday calls for a hot day with our temperatures around 99. Thursday night calls for 69, and Friday, get ready for our triple-digit day again with 103 as we progress through more days. We get up to 105, and that's what we're looking with our lows of around 60, 65, 67 throughout the week and the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Well, right now, the slogan's changed to, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
There you go.
They have the winter and they have the summer slogan. Now we're into it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, so now you're out working out. You want to go run out, and it's 103 degrees. What do? You go down to your sports club, in this case, the Wellgate Sports Club, located at Eureka and Court Street. And you go in there to the air-conditioned place where you can then punish yourself, work up that sweat, without standing out there at 105 degrees, running on the concrete, weaving your way through transients that are laying there on the river trail. And you can act, and you have a nice, safe place to work out. They've got every type of equipment there that you can possibly imagine, and a saltwater pool that if you don't want to strain the ligaments, if you just want to use resistance training like Linda does, it works tremendously well.
Love the pool workouts there with Kathleen Cowling. They're tremendous.
It's a great place.
It really is, and it's really, truly a club atmosphere.
Free towels when you walk in?
Yeah,
I like that. You
free
know.
Towels.
Well, free towels.
You don't take them home.
No,
but
you don't.
You get to use them for free.
You get to use them for free, and they've just redone all the locker rooms. And, Bob chases me around with a wet towel and tries to snap me. So, anyway, give him a call at 768-1205, which is...
Sailor.
Yes, he's... Anyway, okay. You know what? One of the top places to work in the United States, of course, is right here at KCNR 1460. I took a survey of our people on payday, and I said, is this the best place to work?
And there was one hesitation, so I held his check for a week. The next time around, and I asked, it was like number one. We were number one place in I could have asked the world, but I just said United States. Now that's my own little survey. But we have some really national class people.
This is really exciting news to share with our listeners here this morning. In a recent addition to Fortune.com, the 20 best workplaces in healthcare is right here.
And this is in the United States.
In the United States, and it's Owens Healthcare. And with us this morning, we'd like to welcome Steve Madsen and Miley Imlach from Owens. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? I love about Owens is there is a team. It's like being on a great team. You feel that when you walk into any of the Owens pharmacies that people love being there, working in the environment. So let me just say that as a customer to Owens and using, of course, the compound pharmacy, which is, you know, if you don't use your compound pharmacy here, you have to send away. And I always think about you need to really use local. So first of all, let me just commend you and the fact that you've got this great community spirit inside of Owens Healthcare.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we work very hard to accomplish that, so we appreciate it.
Well, you're wearing T-shirts that say, wow, don't you have this kind of team thing that you do where on certain days you've got the BAM and the superpower and the superheroes? Really, share with our listeners what the philosophy is behind why you guys are the 20 best workplaces in healthcare.
Well, yeah, the wow is the Owens wow, and our goal there is to wow our customers. We want everybody to walk away saying, wow, that was a great experience. And so we remind everybody on Wednesday, and everybody in our company wears a shirt that says wow, just as a reminder to say our goal every day is to wow the people that we work with. And I think that's one of the reasons why we won the award. People enjoy working there. Like you said, it's a very team environment. It's very much family. Everybody knows each other. Everybody knows each other's names, regardless of what division you're working in Owens. And we realize that you spend a lot of your time at work. You spend maybe more time at work than you do at home in a lot of cases. And we want it to be family, and we want a culture where it's people first and human beings and their interactions are the most important thing. So we do a lot of things to foster that. Miley here is our HR director, and she can share with you some of those things that we do. But we do a lot of things to foster that attitude and environment and culture within Owens.
So good morning, HR director.
Good morning.
You know, Miley, what it says here, this is Fortune magazine who did the survey. And they're saying is that by 2024, the healthcare sector is on track to become the largest employing major sector in America, overtaking state and local government by 2024. And that they turn to experts at Great Place to Work to find the companies that rate highest for employee satisfaction. Here are the 20 small and large companies that are attracting and retaining today's top talent in healthcare. And you all are right in there. I mean, there's thousands of them out there, and you all are in the top 20. So, yeah, at number 13, that wasn't even like 19. It was like 13. So you probably could have been 12. If they'd ask another question, who knows? So how do you do that?
Miley, you're HR director. Why don't you tell us, how do you do that?
Well, the neat thing about this award and us winning it is it was all voted in by our employees. So they had to do a big survey, and then it was their answers that literally won us the award. So for Steve and I, that's pretty neat to think, because it wasn't us that got us the award. It was the employees. So hopefully we're doing something right. One of the biggest things is focus. We're always, each year, getting together with the CEO and the management team thinking, how do we make it a great place or even a better place to work? And a lot of what we're doing is we're taking the results from the survey and from what our employees think and what they're wanting the next year, and then we're putting those into place. So we're following through with what they want. But we do a lot of neat, rather kind of different things at Owens. We have a lot of different events that we do for the employees each year. We have a huge holiday party event that's at the convention center. In July, we rent out Waterworks Park, and employees can bring their family and friends out, and we have that catered. We do kind of really crazy things, like in August we have a bring your dog to work day and then a bring your kid to work day, not on the separate day. We do those. that might just
flip a few people out.
Does that explain the sheepdog hair I had in my compound that I rub on my shoulder? I thought that was just extra.
I
am just kidding, of course. I'm just kidding.
So, Miley, how many people are working for
Miley?
Ellen
was not smiling. When this thing first starts, she's going, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
What kind of humor?
But she's
humor
okay now. She's okay now.
The compound pharmacy is a separate. There are two separate things. You've got your regular pharmacy and then the compound pharmacy. And we know that more and more as we try to do, naturopathic things or go in certain ways, we'll have a little of this, a little of that mixed with this. And where do you go do that? You're going to send it off to some lab in Texas or have it done right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating to me, actually, the compound pharmacy philosophy is fascinating. And then the science behind it as well. How many people do you have working under Owens? You're HR, so you're in charge of how many people?
We have right now over 220.
220 employees. And do you, as HR, you're HR director?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you have to sit down with each individual and know about their history and their... And do you, like, every 6 months, as an HR director, with their employee evaluations, how often does that happen?
At least once a year, if not more.
Okay.
Now, we have a very close relative that's HR at a big law firm in Sacramento. She tells incredible stories. But these are lawyers
these
and
are
the
lawyers.
People. And lawyers and the people. You think that lawyers, I mean, they're. But a good
that's
HR
a
person is worth their weight in gold. Isn't that right,
really
Steve?
Yeah, really, huge.
Because,
absolutely.
I mean, because.
Molly doesn't weigh a lot, but we still can get
the
gold out of
her. So, but she carries two dogs under her arm when you do weigh her, so when she gets the gold that day. But no, HR is, I mean, you've got to listen. You've got to keep them all quiet. Or not quiet, but happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, and the idea is coming up with ways to make them feel wanted. Now, at the same time, though, I must get right down to it. When it gets down to the short grass, it's how the customers feel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Because if the customers aren't happy, then you're going to have less employees, which makes them grumpier and the whole thing. So obviously, the happiness of the employees plays a big part in happiness of the customers.
And that's mm-hmm. our thought exactly. With the WOW program too, is that if we're treating customers with WOW, we're treating each other with WOW, and that is part of the program, is to treat the people that you work with a WOW concept. Mm-hmm. Also respect and professionalism, so that they're saying, mm-hmm. "Wow, it's great to work with you." Also. So it does translate to the customers for sure. We don't give out towels yet, but we're thinking after today that might be a good idea.
No, but Candy calls. When Candy calls and says, "Hi, this is Candy from Owens Pharmacy."
Candy's amazing.
Oh, my God. That's like, wow, you can come
and
make my day.
We had one of your guys say, maybe it was one of your leaders out there, that says he sees people in line, goes over and gets Snickers candy bars.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tries not to give it to people maybe on the diabetic side. But, he gives out candy. Now, can you answer questions about prescriptions or anything like that?
Well, depends how detailed that is. I'm not a pharmacist. I just play one on
TV.
They
just want to know is...
Steve, I want to know...
Wait a minute. No, here's a question.
Okay, question on our chat pack.
Is Owens able to fill heartworm?
I think so through the compounding pharmacy,
for dogs.
But yeah, our compounding pharmacy does a lot of veterinary work. So
okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing that they can do that, but I better not answer for them.
Wow. Okay. That's
okay. That's okay. So, when you can give them a call, though, I would give them a call, and then just to make sure, because that's that's the only other place you can go is another store. But if you've got it, why not go to a local
shop
store?
Local, stay local. Hey, when we come back, we've got about a minute left. When we come back, I'd like to ask Steve. You've been with Owens since almost the beginning, right?
Turn of the century. Somewhere around there. No, for about 20 years.
Yeah. And so we'd like to go back and hear the how Owens began.
Sure.
And, I went into your offices and I was like, wow, this is amazing, this big stuff. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. located on 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Come on, you were a lot more enthusiastic when you walked through that door, and that tennis bracelet was standing sitting there.
I am telling you right
now.
That
was enthusiasm.
They have great estate jewelry and a great watch repair guy who can take apart any kind of watch. I don't care if it's how old it is, what it comes from. You're going to get an expert person that's going to really take apart the parts of a watch. That's really an important thing. Take apart part of your watch, be able to tell you if it's an heirloom. You know, you really want to be careful about taking that to the right person, as well as like prongs to your, maybe your wedding ring or grandmother's ring or something like that. Go into the experts at Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive. They've been supporters of our show since we've started here and under new ownership.
Rebecca and her husband, you know, he's a gemologist, and they can not only conceive and build those rings and that you, you know, special rings maybe for weddings or engagements. They can conceive them, find the diamonds or what other types of valuable gems, and then make that ring for you. All of us at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call, 222-2750.
Conceive a diamond for me?
I can conceive a diamond. In fact, I'm going to put one in a 3D printer. We'll be right back after these messages.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning if you like hot. It's 71 degrees going up to 101 today, so make sure you don't leave your dogs or kids or grandma or anything in the car today. Even if you're going in for only 2 minutes, that usually ends up taking 20, so be careful of that. And when you think about the heat and the heat inside your house, think of Alliance Heated and Air.
Been in the North State about 25 years. Voted best in the North State 2015. Probably could be voted best in the North State for every year. Martin and his people are totally professionals. It's a better-known business, which is close to my heart. But we use Alliance Heating and Air. They come out, check out the filters. They check the air ducts, make sure everything is working right, the thermostats, which makes it much more efficient in our house for cooling. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're sitting here with our friends from Owens Pharmacy, Steve Mattson and Miley Imlach, and they just were awarded they were just out of Fortune magazine for one of the 20 best workplaces in America to work for healthcare. And they, out of the number of 20 on 20 in the whole United States, they were 13 on the list. And they've got over 220 employees now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is a huge thing to have that kind of rating here. I mean, there's, you know, people talk about Reading and working in Reading and all this. Well, obviously, you broke the code on how to make people happy. So good morning and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Part of the part we talked about was making sure your customers are happy. If the employees are happy, that transfers over to the customers. One of the things you all do is your delivery of prescriptions. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we have been doing for 20 plus years, and it's just something that we really feel like is that personal touch for people.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some people who can't get out. They're homebound and they can't get away. There's other people it's just almost impossible to get there to get their prescription, or they need it urgently. We, like many places, have done away with that. We've felt like that's one of the keys in this community, to be part of this community and to really be a wow employer, and hopefully one of the reasons why we are one of the best places to work for.
Well, how did, as Linda was talking before she left, how did Owens start?
And how did you begin with them, Steve?
Owens started a long time ago, like in the late 1950s. So they've been around for more than 50 years. But they started out in the pharmacy world. It's just a pharmacy or two with Harold Owens and then Royce Friesen, who's now the owner of Owens. But they progressed pretty quickly. I started with them about 20 years ago, and we had an infusion division. We had a very small medical equipment division, and we had long-term care division, and we had retail pharmacy. And we now have all those divisions plus compounding. And we do a pretty big medical equipment and respiratory division also in our company. So if I missed anything, Miley, let me know. But so the company with 220 employees has five different divisions that they work within in that company now. So it's kind of progressed a great deal.
And
how many
clinics are there? I mean, how many healthcare locations?
We have about 20 healthcare locations now total in the organization.
And we have 13 retail pharmacies.
Okay. Now, Miley, are people coming after trying to hire you after they see this because you being the best HR person around?
Well, since my boss is sitting right next to me, I'm not going to answer that question.
That's the third question I've asked you. You're not going to answer. You know what?
In HR, we plead the fifth a lot.
She decided she's the 13th best HR director in the country.
In the country. Yeah. You know what? You know, you could just take this little piece of paper and send it out to a lot of people.
So I have
a good idea.
When you have these employee get-togethers and you have employee appreciation, and that's the employees feel a really big part of feeling recognized. And we do have somebody here in the station that works at KCNR whose family member is a employee pharmacist, works within the Owens Pharmacy or Owens Healthcare family. And she works long hours and loves her job. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was an awarded Employee of the Year. Do you do that?
We do. Mm-hmm. We recognize them.
And so, yes. So I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, I know that her mother came in and was very proud, you know, as she should be, because I think it's nice to see your children be successful and love what they do and be good parents.
Right.
Honor family values.
She and others who have received awards at Owens are what make Owens. We our most valuable asset walks out the door every night. We don't have any proprietary machinery or anything else that makes the big difference. It's the human beings and the interaction that they have with the public when they come in, with the people in this community. So people like her make all the difference in the world. So we spend a lot of time and effort recognizing them. We have about the VIP programs that they get cash or Visa equivalents of cash on a regular basis, and we recognize them pretty heavily at the in our awards. They get like weeks off and a lot of money and different things in that. We make sure that they're very, very well recognized, because that's what makes the difference with us.
Yeah, well, we have programs similar to that. We give hours off, and if they pay me. Okay. Now going back to Miley. Miley, what would you say is the one program that's been the most successful there for your HR? That people really, really appreciate the most? I know it may be hard because you've got a lot of different programs there. But is there any one that kind of stands out?
The wellness program.
Yeah, we have a wellness program, and employees get $250 every 12 months to use with anything having to do with wellness, from gym memberships down to their kids' soccer cleats. And I know employees really, really like that. I would say the other one is, Steve mentioned it, but it's called our VIP system. And employees nominate other employees when they see them doing one of our six values. And it's...
What are the six values?
Well, our six values are people first, integrity, financial strength, innovation, empowerment, and community. And I didn't just read those off the page. I had them memorized.
Okay, so if one of your employees sees another one that's embodying that characteristic, they can report them in a good sense.
Yeah, we actually had a website built all around our VIP system, so they go right in there and nominate them. They type in what the employee did, and then that goes to their supervisor, and their supervisor awards them points. Once they reach 50 points, they get a $50 Visa gift card. But I think the neat thing about the program, and the reason why it's gone over so well with employees, is they're recognizing each other. So, and, you know, supervisors usually recognize employees traditionally, but this is really nice because there's a lot of things that happen where the supervisor's not there, they don't see it.
Do the people also watch out for the company by also using it, saying, hey, this person is not living up to those characteristics? I mean, I hate to put it like that, like a snitch thing, but I mean, you're in a company that you really like, that's treating you really well, and then you see somebody else that's taking advantage. Do they
absolutely?
Because that's a healthy environment, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah,
you know, they might have talked to the person about, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, but when it doesn't,
especially with that, we're having a little fun with our shirts, the wow shirts, but yeah. It's very easy for other people to say, it really wasn't real wow, and you know what you just said, mm-hmm. or what you just did, because it's pretty clear. That's not wow. That's not really treating somebody with a kind of a wow mentality. So it's an easy thing for people to check each other on.
And in the pharmacies, the rate of pace is so fast that if someone's not doing their share, it really shows. And they have to be a team and work together to make it work and get the prescriptions out on time. So you notice if someone's not cutting it.
So do you have any numbers? I mean, that's not fair to ask at all. Do you have any numbers about how many prescriptions are filled or things like that?
It'd be really hard because we have a lot of different kinds of pharmacy. We have infusion pharmacy, which fills prescriptions, but they're a different rate. But thousands
that's
of prescriptions a day.
Hey, you know what, too? I've noticed on the WOW shirts that you can use those twice a year, of course, if you just on Mother's Day.
Turn them upside down.
Turn them upside down. And it might be harder to wear, though, that way. But, hey, you know what? This is really, really
impressive. And, folks, when you think that, when you're putting your little drop in your water on Reading, and what we're creating here, we have some fabulous things going on, one of which is gets the bell today.
We'll give you the shiny
we're
bell.
We're going to ring the bell today for something fantastic that's happening right here in the North State, and that is the top 20 workplaces in healthcare right here at Owens Healthcare.
Is in the top 20 at number 13 in the entire nation right here in Reading. And right after you all,
woo-hoo,
we're bringing in the Economic Development Corporation with Hope Seth and many other young professionals showing how IT is just exploding in the city of Reading and where it's going to be going to in the future here.
That's
so
fantastic.
I mean, it is fantastic. Some of the things that are happening, how they're working and with new schools on coding and all of this, how they're reaching out to veterans. It's a great, great time to be here in Reading. And thank you so much for coming by, and congratulations, Miley Inlack, who is the HR person, and Steve Mattson, who helped, who's been around Owens almost since the beginning. Well, yeah, at least for 20 years.
Long time.
Long time. Okay. Well, thank you very much
both
for being
you.
Here.
Both have smiles. Both have a lot of good energy
going
on here.
But they've got a lot to be proud
positive
of.
Positive energy.
Owens Healthcare. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A French ship has picked up signals from what could be the Egypt airplane that plummeted into the Mediterranean Sea last month. Katrina Katrovic reports the cause of the Egypt air crash is still a tragic mystery.
There has been nothing said definitely, and no group has claimed responsibility for downing the aircraft. Some Egyptian officials have said that the possibility of a terror attack is more likely, but that it's still being investigated.
All 66 people on their way from Paris to Cairo were killed when the plane went down. U.S. construction spending fell in April by the biggest amount in 5 years as housing, non-residential construction, and spending on government projects all saw declines.
The Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 1.8% in April. That follows a 1.5% gain in March. Spending on housing fell 1.5%. Non-residential building was also off 1.5%, while spending on government projects went down 2.8%. The drop in overall construction was unexpected. Private economists had been forecasting a gain of around 0.6%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Conservative Bill Kristol with the Weekly Standard says David French is his choice for an independent presidential run, but Fred Barnes, also of the Weekly Standard, says other candidates would be better choices.
If they could get Tom Coburn to run, if they could get Mitch Daniels to run, I'm not sure about Romney, but everybody says no.
Barnes was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Residents of some rural southeastern Texas counties bracing for more flooding with more rain in the forecast. Patrick Burke is with the National Weather Service.
It's been a very unusual, very wet period for Texas and even some of their surrounding states. And so it really doesn't take very much to cause a flash flood right now.
The Brazos River has reached a record high with more rain expected over the next several days. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
A new report finds that World War II veterans intentionally exposed to mustard gas during experiments have not gotten the VA benefits they need and deserve.
Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, who released the report, says just 40 veterans are receiving benefits for mustard gas exposure, and most of the disability claims filed from 2005 to 2015 with the Department of Veterans Affairs have been denied. McCaskill is proposing a bill that would mandate a review of previously denied claims. The bill also would lower the bar for these veterans to get benefits. During World War II, the military exposed about 60,000 service members to mustard gas and another chemical agent. It was part of an effort to test protective equipment. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Are you prepared for long-term care? An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs survey finds a third of Americans 40 and older have done no planning for their long-term health care needs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. House Democrats are asking to review the GOP's upcoming report on Benghazi before it's made public.
In exchange, they say they'll let Republicans see the Democrats' report before they release it. The idea would be for the Special Select Committee to release a joint report containing facts that both sides agree with from 2 years of often highly contentious hearings. That would then be followed by areas in which they disagree. So far, there's been no response from the committee chairman, Trey Gowdy. Gowdy hopes to release a final report in the next several weeks.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A New Jersey doctor says a baby girl born to a mother with Zika appears to be affected by that disease. Officials at Hackensack University Medical Center had the sad news that an ultrasound last week revealed birth defects, including microcephaly, in which the baby's head is smaller than expected. The 31-year-old mother is from Honduras. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It's 5 after 8 and 30 seconds on the 1st of June, 2016, right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio Studio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as so many have done, and come in with your questions. I think now they're talking drones. I'm not sure how the drones got into it, but
you were saying drones this morning. Was it in some of the top headlines going on?
Who knows?
But anyway, the weather: 77 degrees right now. Our temperatures today are going to be 101. Get ready for the roll, folks, because we've got triple digits happening this week. Friday calls for 103. Tomorrow, well, you know, like Bob Belongi says, we've got pockets up to about 5 or 7 degrees temperature difference here. But right now we're leading up to 101 and hot today. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Wind River and Elements Lounge. This Thursday, they have the world-famous Linda Bott there and her band of renown.
The Bluebirds.
Lady Bott and the Bluebirds there with Scott Lewis also and Rick Hill. They're going to be playing.
Featured performers. I'm going to bring in Rick Hill, but we have Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bernie Baker on guitar. Of course, they're Bobby Veramontes. Bobby Veramontes on drums and Bruce Kalin. Bernie will be special guest another time. So
that's right.
Anyway, that's the trio. And then we have special guest Rick Hill on guitar and Scott Lewis. And it's going to be a fun night. So 243-3377 for reservations. We go from 7 to 9. It's a blast. It's casual. It's fun. You get $5 free slot play. Go out and hang out at Wind River. I did it the other night just for kicks, and it was a blast.
Filet mignon and lobster for $21, and it's good.
Great floor show, too.
Okay. Hey, we're here today, the first Wednesday of each month. We bring in Hope Seth, who is the dynamic entrepreneurial director of the EDC, the Economic Development Corporation. See, I'm remembering all
of these.
You're
getting better.
Getting better at these. And Hope, what Hope does is, you know, of course, the Economic Development Corporation is to help build businesses in Redding, in Northern California, but also with the on the entrepreneurial spirit and the venture hub that we started, we being the EDC, is also to kind of tout the businesses that are starting here in town, especially the ones that are working in technology. So good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us back.
Always.
every Monday. I like it. Hey, Hope, you brought Jarrett with you. And tell us, Coolius, who just started his own company here. So, good morning. Good morning to Jarrett, too.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So, Hope, what's going on over there?
Yeah. So, you know, every month we want to talk about something that's happening, whether it's around technology or if it's a company that's doing something great. And we got connected with Jarrett here, and he has a company called DealerTeam.com. And it's actually it's not a brand new startup. It's actually been around for a couple years, and it's just steadily been working and growing and developing. So we're just real excited to introduce him here to the community.
So, Jarrett, good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us what Dealer Team is.
Dealer Team is a software firm that caters to automotive dealerships. So we built a product that helps automotive dealerships run their operations.
So okay,
from
so
a management system.
From a management system. So dig a little deeper into explaining. Give us a picture of how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. We assist in the sale of vehicles, the servicing of cars, the sale of parts. So when you go in and you are looking at buying a car or leasing a car, maybe having your vehicle repaired, our software is in the back end of the system running those transactions.
Okay.
So it keeps track of everything?
Yeah, yeah. It's like an invoicing system.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that would be easier. They can just call that up and they have it right there.
Exactly.
And so that app, can they pull that down off anything?
That's the beauty of it, is it's now being built in a cloud solution, cloud-based solution, versus some of these green screen legacy systems that a lot of the dealerships are currently using.
Do you see this spreading to the car owner? Can you know, so that the car owner can kind of, because we've had our car in several times, and while they've taken good care of it, it's taken a while to get parts, and, you know, when is it going to be there? Is this something like the owner of the car could just pull it up and say, oh, okay, the parts are going to be here then, and I can automatically set up an appointment or something?
Yeah, that's really the direction we're headed, is bringing the data to the customer. The customer being the car owner, right?
Right.
And what inspired you, Jarrett, to develop this and launch this?
Yeah, it's been really an exciting time, and the reason, the decision that we made was to fix a lot of the broken old technology that existed. You know, go about it, rewrite it, get it current, because it's a bit antiquated. The solutions available to automobile dealers are, you know, they were built 25 years ago. And technology, as you guys are aware, has changed very quickly since then.
Did you always have a love for cars, how did you find this need? How did you find the niche?
Yeah, I started in the car business in 2004, and so I actually worked in the business for quite some time and was continuously frustrated by the lack of flexibility that the software is available offered.
I always find it fascinating how people go, okay, I'm going to create that because this is bugging me.
That's right. In fact, we see actually some of the most successful entrepreneurs were not those who just had some big bright idea in their dreams. You know, they actually worked in the industry, and they saw up front a real issue that wasn't being met, and so they created it.
So where are you located? I mean, can you do this from your home, or do you have an office? Are you virtual, or how does this work?
Well, we take care of, you know, clients all the way from California. We have one in Norway, one in Germany, so it's not just in Shasta County per se, but we do staff an office here locally. We're up on Larkspur Lane. And we have folks in Rochester and Virginia. So, you know, upstate New York and Virginia working for us as well. And we're looking to expand, you know, across the country so that we can have quick access of our people to the clients.
So when you were in the car business mm-hmm. How did you get into, like, creating, you know, were you always a computer guy, or how did you go from, were you selling cars?
I've sold cars. I've run.
So you went from there to, like, developing software.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different evolution than that. It was being tasked with a business objective and going to the market and looking for something that was available and not really finding it, or not finding something that was flexible that would give me the tools I needed. And so, although I am not a computer programmer, I've got enough experience. I developed a system, and it worked, and then the owner told me to throw it away because it was not supported by anybody outside of the dealership. So that started the thought pattern. Well, if you're going to build something, you got to make it supported.
Yeah, and you want it to be supported for all of us. Yeah. Hey, look, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with this with DealerTeam.com and Jarrett Koulias, the founder of it. I guess you are the founder. And Expand. He's been around
creator.
A couple of years. And, of course, Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation.
And but this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know what? Every time I walk through the our hallway,
I know.
With the big glass there, I mean, I have to take water.
I know.
I've had to carry the dog across because she almost didn't make it the other day.
I know.
It's time,
an oven.
I know. It's time to get Jerry in there and Budget Blinds.
Get those windows covered up at 104, which turned to 115.
They actually have things like outside coverings that you can get a rebate on. You know, so that, you know, can keep the house cooler.
Oh.
But he comes in and takes a look at the windows and your decor, and he finds the type of window coverings that will fit exactly in what you're doing.
Okay, let's
house.
Make that happen.
Okay. Just give him a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. That way we will not have to carry water from one end of the house to the other because it gets too hot. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1461 June. 77 going up to 101 today. Be careful out there.
One more time. Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close. And try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Go wondering who I am. Keep a secret, I've got a secret. Machine or mannequin.
Secret, I have a secret. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:18 in the morning, 77 degrees going up to hellishly hot weather today.
Hellishly hot.
No, it's so hot that I'm not sure, but Bob was complaining that there was a jungle growing in his socks. It was that hot. 101 today, and it's going.
You're visual.
Oh, I am. And so be careful out there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark started this, you know, gosh, it must be around 10 years ago. If you're looking for a way to help people you love, people you care for, they're having problems taking care of themselves, they don't want to go to homes, then you call Home Helpers. They have bonded people, bonded, trained, vetted people that can come to the homes and help your loved ones. Give them a call at 1-800-216-4196 to Sharon and talk to her people and talk to Sharon. She's the one that comes out, looks at the home, looks at the people, looks at the situation, and she comes up with the right person for that. And I can't say enough about Home Helpers and Sharon Clark.
She'll be on tomorrow with, again, like
right.
you said, She's, with Trish Clark. Yeah. It's Clark and Clark.
It's Clark and Clark
Thursday
tomorrow morning.
Mornings.
Thursday mornings. And I sit there quivering, thinking that the FCC is one day going to catch them. Hey, we're here with Hope Seth.
Women Power.
Ooh. Who is the entrepreneurial director in the heart of the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. Of course, Jarrett Kulias, who dreamed up, started, and is flourishing with DealerTeam.com, which is an application that works with car dealerships to kind of put everything onto one page. So it's a lot easier to carry or to understand and wanting to reach out to the car owners, too. Now, Hope, you and I have been in discussions and talking about that if we're going to have tech companies like Jarrett's here and bigger ones, we need the tech talent. And Jarrett, you can jump in this one, too, because you're out there trying to hire talent right now.
Yeah.
Where do we get the talent?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm kind of the notion that, you know, just like with our food, that if we don't have it, you got two options. You can grow it or you can import it, right? And
right.
So I feel like that's the way it is with the tech talent. Either we have to grow our own or we have to import it, and we may have to be importing it until we get enough momentum in growing it. But and that's what we've been doing. A lot of the tech talent that we see here have moved here from outside the area for various reasons. Some of them come with Bethel and they want to stay afterwards, and they will find jobs here. Others come back. Maybe they grew up here and they left and they got some sort of tech training. They came back. Jarrett, where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
And when did you come to?
I moved to Shasta County in 2000, so I've been here for quite some time.
Yeah. And what brought you here?
The beautiful scenery. The 110-degree weather. I had to have that.
From San Diego, right?
Come on, seriously, that's a shocker, because San Diego, you know, we know San Diego very well. Of course, Carl was stationed down there. But So besides the fact, were you like a water boy? I mean, of course, you're San Diego, but there's a different kind of water up here. So what really, was it a girl?
It was not a girl. It was it was an uncle and an aunt who brought me under their wing. And so I have family here. And so I chose
cool.
to relocate for family.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I found a girl. And so now I have a family, and I can't relocate now.
Oh, you can't relocate
yeah.
now. But you know what? You're creating this future, the mm-hmm. future of Reading, of course, with your children and your family, and
right.
now this brainchild of yours. We'd love to hear about this. This is positive energy. And Hope, you know, you've really just put your whole chutzpah behind creating this economic development. I think we need to hear. We hear so many negatives, and of course, you turn on anything, you read anything, you look at anything, it's like, you know, it's exhausting. So could you please share with us why you moved here?
Yeah, so I moved here actually the first time in 2000 as well. And I moved up here after I graduated from college down in Southern California. I had friends there who lived here. And I thought, I need to check out this place. They kept telling me how amazing it was. And so I moved up here and lived here for a couple years, met my husband here, who was from here. And then we got married and moved to Tennessee. So but never thought we'd come back, but
here you are.
Here we are. So we're happy to be back. His family's here. My kids love it. We're not going anywhere.
I hear a lot of people say that
well, you know, we got here on a kind of unusual way too. We're in witness protection program. And, it was here or Kathmandu.
But we do hear a lot of people who have children and raising families that have maybe gone to San Diego or L.A. and been in other states as well. And when they, after in their late 20s, early 30s, decide that they're going to move back to Reading because they want to raise their families mm-hmm. here. They think, I lived here. This is a great place to raise a family. It really is. And there's a lot of, if you want to raise your kids with great tradition, this is a place to do it.
And we hear that a lot. But I would say, on the other hand, I also hear from a lot of single people who are here that are younger single people, and they come and they go, there's no way I can stay here.
Right.
So we haven't, we've done a great job, I think, on the family side.
Right.
We probably need to build a little bit more culture here for our single friends who may want to meet someone else.
Culture?
When the
culture?
The tech world is growing.
Rodeo? Rodeo's not culture.
Right. So when you bring in this tech world is growing here, it's going to start bringing those people out of...
There was an article that said that Reading is in the top five. What was that? The top five for IT? Did I see that correctly?
Yeah, so Public Policy Institute put out a study last year that said that Reading was in the top five cities, MSA areas for California, with the fastest growing tech. They added the most percentage of tech jobs. So, hey, we're growing.
Well, with that kind of thing, and people are looking for it, and they go, well, I'd like a tech job, and they see that as fastest growing, that can bring people here.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a lot of tech jobs that are open now.
Now, did we address the schools?
The schools.
The schools for growing tech jobs.
And Code Academy.
Yeah. So there's Code Academies. I don't know if I mentioned last time, but Garrett Viggers over at Limelight had a guy who was working with him in sales, and really sales wasn't his thing. And they sat down and talked with him, and he said, I think I actually want to be a developer. Well, he ended up leaving for a few months, went to a coding school for a three-month intensive, and then moved back up here, working in a development job. So it can happen. It can happen fast.
There are schools around here that are starting and that are offering these up?
Yeah, there's actually a school, an academy that's in the process of being developed right now here in Shasta County that would take people through a development courses so that they could do web development. Maybe it's creating apps. Or maybe it's working in automation, marketing automation. All these tech companies need marketing, they need sales, they need database management, and you don't just have to be a web developer. So there's actually an academy that's going to be starting here this summer that will be able to train people within 6 to 12 months to be able to do those jobs. And we're talking about good jobs. Our jobs here, our tech jobs here, are actually over the national average. We're talking $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year jobs.
And that's pretty good, when you're starting out. The thing about it is, too, is one of the things we're looking at, it's a great way for veterans to come back and to start being
integrated.
Coming back and integrating, making that transition from military into civilian society with a job that pays very well.
Mm-hmm.
And with a group of people that a lot of them don't mind working by themselves or in small cohorts, as you call them. We call them fire team size, four or five people. So, and then, Jared, if you had a ready, as you expand, if you had a ready built pool of technicians
mm-hmm.
that were coming out of schools with the right things, with the right backgrounds, because the way I understand it now, as I've learned a lot about it, is it's not so much the certificate or a graduation diploma that you get, but the programs that you've worked on. And then you get into different types of working programs that then, you're coding and you're working in that people really look for. So if you've got some people that are in that school, though, coming out, is that something that you would find useful?
Yeah, in previous conversations with Hope, the skill sets that they're talking about teaching and the skill sets we need are very well aligned. We need web developers. We need people that understand how web-based applications are built. We need people that have communication skills. We need people that if they're... The only need from a technical capacity standpoint is the willingness and the desire to learn and succeed. So when we look at that talent pool that we're trying to harvest people from or bring people into our organization through, we want to have people with desire, communication skills, and a bit of technical background with web development. You know, and we tend to grow the rest, right? Because so much of any application can be unique, and they have to pick up the skill set from inside of our culture and then apply it to.
Okay, so as long as they have the basic, and that's kind of what we were talking about the other day, that they had the basic. Okay. And then as part of their mentoring, as part of their class time, I guess, they could, you know, you could walk in and say, hey, I want these two guys, and they're going to be part of their work is going to be working with me here.
Yeah, and we break up the teamwork into daily Scrum meetings where here's your three tasks that you need to be carrying, and we check in every day. And the peers in the group, the other employees that are in our office locally or in our remote offices, pick up and help them where they get stuck. So it's a constant learning environment.
Yeah, it's a really learning by doing hands-on project-based work. It's not sitting in a classroom and learning, you know, and just kind of hearing an instructor give you a lot of information, and then you're trying to figure out, okay, in a year I'm going to have to apply this. No, the learning is actually done, and it's broken up into projects. You're doing it every week. In fact, one of our goals in working with this academy is to help partner the academy to businesses, to local businesses that may have some projects that they wouldn't mind letting some of the students work on and projects. So they're really getting real-life project-based learning and forming those relationships where there could be a pathway to a job by the time they get done because they've been working with the companies already. So
cool. All right. Hey, we're here with Hope Seth, who is the entrepreneurial director of the EDC, and Jarrett Koulias, who is the founder and the guy that dreamed it up and is making it a success of DealerTeam.com. And we're going to take a quick break here, and I think we're coming back in with
some other guests
here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's. Great coffee.
Best walk-in humidor in the North State. If you're into the cigars, they've got every kind of... You know, hey, Father's Day's coming up.
There you go.
And I know you and Dad and my brother like to go out there and puff on a stogie.
Yeah, and these are the finest stogies, as you put them.
Yeah.
Sticks, like we like to call them. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Like I said, open 7 days a week. They help our community in a lot of different ways. Veteran-owned business. We can't say enough about them. They've been with us since day one.
Day one.
August 4th.
7 years now.
No, August 4th, 2007.
7 years, yes. Longer than seven years.
It's 9 years now.
Scary. Oh, my gosh. They deserve it. We need to give them some kind of...
We're going to give
them
a present.
We love them every day.
Yeah,
let's
give them a present.
Yeah.
Okay, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all.
install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Lines a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetlines.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 25 minutes until the hour of 9
o'clock. Were you air guitaring?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were doing air guitar. Yeah, you were, and then your lip went out. You did that whole thing like,
write
I'm
this
a
down
fan.
That Carl was jamming to Daft Punk.
I'm Daft Punk. I know, I'm telling you, he would love
one
that.
One of my favorite groups. Are you kidding? I've got their poster. I've got their poster on the ceiling over the bed. Are you kidding?
This would be like,
okay, I never have
totally
heard of it.
Totally, can you imagine these guys in Sturgis?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business where you get the best haircuts ever.
You call it high and tight.
It's years of barbershops. Anybody. Oh, Tyler goes there. He knows what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
If you are a man, and I use that term man, you will go to Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. That's what it is. You go in there, and you get a haircut like a man. And they don't do blow drying. They don't talk about things other than manly things. So there. So a woman did go in there and ask for a man's haircut, and
they
gave it to her.
Yeah, and you know what?
Little butch
cool
wax
too.
On the top.
That's
you know,
all right.
That was okay.
Hey, that's,
all right.
You know.
Okay. It's time to move on.
But they don't care about being politically correct, and that's all right with us.
We like it.
I mean, I don't go in there. I smell the testosterone. As soon as I go in, my nostrils change. I'm like,
okay,
I tip my toe in there
hair.
And go.
You know what? You start growing hair in your chest. You walk in there and stay in there too long. I tell you what.
My voice lowers. My voice lowers as soon as I walk in the door. I get a little scared.
Hi, guys.
Currently 77 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be hot today with our temperatures around 101.
Our audience here is falling
mostly
apart.
Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 65. Tomorrow is hot with 99 of our highs, but you know what? I really think that was a National Weather Service forecast, and I think we're up into our triple digits now that we've been talking in here. Friday calls for 103, and of course, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're veteran friendly and senior friendly as well, where they give discounts 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with Hope Seth, who is the entrepreneurial director of the Economic Development Corporation, EDC, right here in Reading. And we just talked to Jarrett Koulios, who had the DealerTeam.com app that he has built and is moving forward. Now we're talking about a big event that's getting ready to happen here on this Saturday from 2 to 5:30 out at the Shasta Venture Hub.
That's right.
So what's going on there?
Yeah, so I have the team here in the studio, so I'm going to let them kind of talk about it soon. But just wanted to let you guys know about the National Day of Civic Hacking. Everyone always laughs.
We're going to need to break that one apart. We're going to have to really undo that and bring it back together so we can get it in our heads what that means.
Absolutely. And we're going to let Rachel and Tyler unpack that for you. So this is just real exciting. This is the third year that we've participated with the Shasta EDC and the Shasta Venture Hub. And we're excited to be able to host it. Last year we hosted out there. We weren't even open yet. We had no air conditioning. Did we have lights? I think we had enough light to do something on the computer. We didn't have internet, actually. We had to all bring our little Wi-Fi hotspots. So this year it's going to be
which I carry around, everybody knows. Okay.
And so, so I'll go ahead and turn it over to Rachel and Tyler to share with you guys what it's about.
All right.
Cool.
Rachel
Good morning,
Hatch.
Guys.
Rachel Hatch and Tyler Whitmore are here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Tyler, you headed up the... walk a mile in their shoes.
I did, yeah.
That's okay. You pulled it off.
Did you paint your toenails?
No, I didn't. But I'm still suffering the consequences of wearing those really tall high heels. So,
did you wear shorts or long pants?
I wore pants.
A dress?
No, okay. I was in like full work attire. I was doing it.
Tell
like
us about your heels. I know we're not.
He does not wear a dress as work attire. However,
there you go.
However, Vint does.
Well, it's a day that guys can express themselves. It's really cool, fun to watch it. But
You can express yourself in a dress?
Yeah, hell yeah.
we had a few of those.
We wore a kilt. We loved it.
Yeah. There was a couple guys out there in kilts. They were very brightly colored, kind of borderline skirts, but yeah.
Well, I
wore a pretty good size. I did the traditional red high heel. I brought back the original walk a mile in her shoes.
Yeah, was it a pump? I mean, like with closed-toed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love
they
it.
They were closed-toed. I don't know what the pump aspect of it means. Weren't like the old Nike like pumps, but
yeah.
Okay, moving right along to the National Day of Civic Hacking. That kind of sounds cool. Does that mean we're going to get into the Francie Sullivan's computer?
Don't think hacking like some nefarious act by any means,
because that's what comes into your mind when you say it's a national hack.
Day of Civic Hacking.
Day of Civic Hacking. So
your credit card information will be safe.
Okay. So hacking was not originally a bad term.
Right. And so hacking can, like many things in technology, it's a neutral thing. It's really in how you put it to use. So in this case, this is a group of civically minded people, developers, coders, social media enthusiasts who are putting their expertise to use in service of the city.
What's a UX designer?
User interface.
Your
applications, right? It's what you interact with.
Why is the X there? I understand you.
Experience.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like how.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
User experience interface designers. Okay, yeah. And residents who care about their communities come together to host a civic tech event, leveraging their skills to help the community. I think this is a great idea because, you know what, we have been strong proponents, and Hope will tell you this, of us moving forward in the technological side here, mm-hmm. getting that high-speed cable, that fiber optic cable that opens up the world to us into schools that are now being put up online right here in Reading to start growing, home-growing tech, that people will come from all over to go to our schools, and then we'll have jobs waiting for them as tech companies come here. It's a little bitty step each time. And Rachel, you're right. You're right on the leading edge on this.
Well, I think what's cool about a day like we get to have on Saturday is that it brings together people who don't often have an excuse to interact with each other. So we'll have some people who are from the city of Reading, from their geographic information systems team. So they do like mapping of anything critical that happens in the city. The development services director, Larry Vaupel, and a bunch of others who are, they spend their days trying to make government services happen in a really resource-constrained reality. And they don't often play together, shall we say, with people who are from the RAD group, the Reading Area Designers and Developers.
The RAD.
They're RAD. They're brilliant.
Do you have,
geeks,
like, membership?
Really
do you ever,
are.
Like, memberships cards in this geek society? I'd like to
I don't know,
join.
But that
you're
group
wearing a bracelet
shirts.
Right now, the okay. Hack for Change bracelet you're in.
Hack
okay,
for
we have Hack for Change. These are red bracelets that you can wear, and it doesn't mean that you're communist or a socialist. It doesn't mean anything except we're here for Hack for Change.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is you don't have to be a tech-savvy person to participate in or join. That's the most important piece. If you've got a cell phone or a tablet or a computer and you have access to social media, you can participate. You can participate on all levels just by at least sharing the event, going out there and sharing the activities. And then we're actually going to have some actions that you could do to help to make the city of Reading a little bit more advertisable, I guess is the word I'm looking for our community, to let people know what's great about our city.
Okay, one thing I have to say, just kind of on the subject of social media, is that Donnie Greenberg posted a wonderful article about, the kids that came and trashed Lake Shasta, and mm-hmm. It was just an uproar. It really did go viral, and it was covered through the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then a week later, the guy who she interviewed, it was a wonderful article, a follow-up. And positive, I think there were 40 students from Oregon State University that came, and he was saying that it was a huge difference. Kids still use work, still people trash, but not, I mean, there's like a change in the social media outrage in that one week is what made change. Well, so mm-hmm. we need to like acknowledge that, how powerful that is. Mm-hmm. That would have taken months in the past, if ever. Right. To really, really have it be timely. People are outraged. That is the power of social media, and that it can be changed for the good.
There are no secrets anymore.
Right.
Because there are, this thing about cameras.
Darn it.
You would never.
Yeah, we're live broadcasting, by the way.
Like that one.
Yeah.
That's the rest, baby. Yeah.
There you go. They're showing them. They're showing themselves.
No. There's some bicep flexing going on in here. Everybody.
I think you're periscoping all over the world.
I just watched
what you're
Carl
doing.
Bless his abs.
Well, that's my wrist, baby.
That's a 12-pack covered by a keg.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's 4 6-pack. Okay, look. Now we got to take a break. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Dubai, KCNR 1460. We're here with the RAD group here, the Reading Advanced. I don't know what you all are, but they here with Hope Seth, Tyler Whitlow, and Rachel Hatch. We're talking about the National Day of Civic Hacking. It's going to happen this Saturday from 2 to 5:30 out to Shasta Venture Hub. And we're going to talk about things you can get into if you go out there, including things for your vacations. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just ran out of the room screaming. And she said, no, she's, because we want to bring Hope stuff back in here. And good morning, Hope.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Okay, we're here with our friends for the National Day of Civic Hacking. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated gun store that started 7 years ago. And they've got it all, every accessory, every bit of optics, reloading equipment, every gun, whether it's short, long shotguns, and their customer service is just simply outstanding. Classes in CCW and hunter safety, and two really, really, really good gunsmiths right there at Bastiani Arms. Again, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, John and Sarah Bastiani. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, let's go talk about National Day of Civic Hacking with Rachel Hatch, Tyler Whitlow, and, of course, Hope Seth. So, I'm ready.
So, on Saturday, there are going to be three different ways to participate. So, if you want to, you know, imagine in advance which one of these your listeners want to go for. The first track is all about building an app. And we basically started off this process. We went to Kurt Starman at the city, and we said, what would look like help to you? You know, what's a process that you guys already have to do that it might be useful to create some sort of tech solution for it? And he said, you know, there's a maybe little known problem to some of graffiti around town. And we need some sort of a hacked solution for graffiti abatement. There's a heroic team of volunteers right now that address that whenever it pops up. But just picture how much better it would be to have an app. How much easier it might make life for them to have an app which you can take a photo of the graffiti, maybe you can geolocatively stamp it so you don't have to say, oh, it's under the underpass over by thus and such. So that's the first thing we're going to do is create an app, and it'll do graffiti abatement, but also it might enable someone, say if they see a wall that would be great for public art or a mural, they might be able to tag that and say, take a picture of it and say, hey, this would be great for a public art project. So we don't, like most things in tech, we don't exactly know how it's going to emerge and who will end up being the power users of it. But that's the first track that we're going to start with. And Tyler is going to lead the second track. Do you want to say a little bit about
sure,
that?
Sure, yeah. So the second track is going to be growing Reading social media family. And what that means is the fact that we have the city of Reading on pretty much all aspects, right? We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, the big ones. And in doing that, we want to make sure that the whole community knows with that transparency is what is the city of Reading doing on a regular basis? You know, what are the employees doing? What are the projects that are going on? And what is something they can possibly be looking forward to with announcements as well? So we want to get as many people following the city of Reading and all their avenues of the beautiful pictures that go on Instagram or the information that goes on Facebook or even the in-the-moment activity on Twitter. So we'll be inviting a lot of people to participate in liking, sharing, tweeting, and inviting their friends as well to social media.
Do you think we're going to reach the place where the city council meetings are being I know they're being televised,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, are they being streamed also?
You know what?
Then if people have questions, they can be, you know, putting them in and say, okay, this is part of my 30 minutes of this is my question, and they could actually put them on a screen. Or maybe they don't have to, but they could hear them speak about something.
You know, I think, and I don't want to call her out on this, but Jenny Espinoza,
Espino, yeah,
the reporter, mm-hmm. she does a really good job of live tweeting it. I don't know if she's gotten to periscoping. But
they're not periscoping.
No, yeah, not
yet.
And
I would love to see, you know, that. And, you know, so people can be watching it and say, oh, okay.
I think that right now there's a reluctance on the part of city officials to embrace things like this because they see it as opening up a whole new can of worms and they need some convincing.
Well, I see that they have a tough time being convinced to embrace electricity in the city council. So,
you get a can of worms, you go fishing.
There you go.
It's been impressive how open they've been to engaging on the National Day of Civic Hacking in particular. But what I think this Saturday will accomplish, if we're successful in this track, is more citizens will be engaged with each other. So if they're at a city council meeting, they also might be tweeting alongside of journalists or whoever else is there to say, what do you think of this? Well, I'm worried about how this might affect my neighborhood or, you know, having a lot
conversation. You know what? You could be running instant surveys.
Yep.
As this is going on, like, you know, how you tweet a like. What do you think about this? Oh, I don't like it. And just ding, 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 and say, oh, by the way, city council, 843 people think this is really a stupid idea or really a great idea.
You start to get some specificity that just can't fit into the three-minute comment window, but where you can get a sense of the civic engagement around an issue.
I like it. Okay. Then there's Live the Vacation, Track 3.
Oh, my gosh. So, Tyler, you originated this idea.
Yeah,
you identified a problem.
Well, it was, you know what? It was listening to somebody else talk is kind of what identified the problem. So, when you go to, I just blanked on the site, but if you Google, you know, you're traveling to Reading, you know, anybody from outside of Reading and you're looking up for things to do, that you get TripAdvisor. Is organically more relevant than a lot of other things like Yelp and even current city activities. So I thought of, you know, why try to fight TripAdvisor and try to make the city of Reading's activities more organically relevant? Let's hack TripAdvisor. And what I mean by that is let's get people out there within our city in all the beautiful spots and all the fun things we could do and going on TripAdvisor's application and our website and posting about it. Talk about all the fun stuff we have when it comes to our parks, our trails, our water features, you know, our lakes, and all the fun things you can do with all those on TripAdvisor. So then we can not really take away, but add to the additional services that they're promoting, like the Sundial Bridge and or the churches.
Tyler, what currently comes up on TripAdvisor when you do it on the first view?
Yeah, so you if you go to TripAdvisor right now, I think like the top three things is one of our local churches. Sundial Bridge, and I think maybe Turtle Bay, and that's it. So it shows very limited activity versus, you know, again, all the beautiful features that we have to highlight. So we're going to invite everyone to hit the town and hack TripAdvisor.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. I mean, because that's legal. And why not? You know, it's more than one church, and well, we know what church. I mean, it's probably Bethel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the bridge and the what was the other thing?
Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the miles and miles of trails we have?
That's right.
What about Whiskey Town and kayaking out there? And what about you know people don't realize is that Sacramento has the Sacramento River right here in Reading is one of the top places to come to for trout fishing in the world, right here. This 4 or 5 miles we have here, and it goes down there.
Yep.
So the bottom line on that is we need to get on TripAdvisor and talk about the fishing and the great fishing that we have around here. You know, all the things are happening at Lake Shasta. Do they include things like the Mount Shasta in this, or is that a separate place?
You know what, I invite anyone who just loves to do anything outdoors in our community, and I believe Shasta is part of our community as well because it's only a stone's throw away. So if you like doing something outdoors, I invite you to go do it and just get on TripAdvisor and talk about it and share it. So it doesn't matter if it's Mount Shasta, Sacramento River, and it doesn't matter if you're you know playing with your young ones or if you're retired and fly fishing. You know, you can participate.
Okay. Now, we're going to have to roll this in a little bit early today because we have the fourth grade calling us about things there. But we're here we've been here with Hope Seth, and who is the entrepreneurial director, is that right, of the EDC, plus you started the Venture Hub, and it's just great. And Rachel Hatch and Tyler Whitlow, because we're talking about the National Day of Civic Hacking. That's going to be Saturday, June 4th, from 2 to 5:30 out at the Shasta Venture Hub, 4300 Caterpillar Road. It sounds like just absolutely a great time. It's a collaboration between the Catalyst Reading Young Professionals or Reading Area Designers and Developers, the Shasta Venture Hub of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, Startup Reading, Shasta College GIS, and the City of Reading.
Wow.
I think you got it all.
It's a good group.
You know what? All you have to do is give them a call at, or where do they call? Say you want to come. It says RSVP.
I think the best is probably to RSVP online. Okay. Yeah. If anybody is on Facebook, that's a great place to go. National Day of Civic Hacking.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to talk more about this as we go on. Plus, we want to have you back on, especially you, Rachel. And, you know, because some of the things that you're working on is, you know, it's kind of like cool.
But you have a cool fourth grader waiting.
Yeah, we have some cool fourth graders. So, okay, now let's go to the phones. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Molly, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Molly.
Well, they were supposed to call in at 8:35. They've been holding.
She might be running late for school.
Put her on hold and roster.
I didn't know they'd been on hold for this whole time. But how would I know that? Anyway, hey.
Is she back?
Is she back? Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you had called.
That's okay. We're here with Landon's second grade class out at Grant Elementary School.
Okay.
I'm going to have everybody say hello. Say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Back to you. Okay, what? Now, there's something big going on there, right?
We are doing something big right now. I'm going to let one of the little ones tell you what we're doing today. Here's Kevin.
We are gathering things for one safe place.
Yes, right. Isn't it like towels and stuff like that?
For the kids that can't hope.
For kids at Camp Hope. And this is the second grade class out at Grant Elementary. So what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Are you happy to be doing this?
Yeah.
Have you collected a lot of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, is anybody else there that wants to be on the radio?
Yeah, three other people.
Okay, well, let me talk to a couple other people.
Hi, I'm Devin.
Hi, Devin. Okay, what have you collected?
We're donating hats, shirts, sunscreen, goggles, sunglasses, and water bottles.
Okay, and this is for the kids.
Hi, I'm Desi.
Hi, Desi.
And we're doing it to help the kids at Camp Hope to give them all the things they need for summer camp.
Because sometimes kids can't afford that, huh? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that's really great. Hey, that's really great what you children are doing. It shows that you care about our community, doesn't it?
Yes, we really do.
I know you do. Well, you know, how long is this going to go on?
Well, this is going to go on. We've been collecting for the last 2 weeks. So today we have a representative here from One Safe Place. We have Emily, and Emily's here.